والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد, dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله بفضل الله we continue our classes about the inheritance. Al-Earth, and as we clear it before, you will never understand this topic unless you participate in the class, because it has a very complicated rule. And if you depend on the ayat of the Book of Allah to read it, you will never reach where is that, because every rule has exceptions. Every rule of the Book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has details. And again, I told you, this class is very, very important for all of us, because most of us, we have property and assets. Before you meet Allah, you have to free yourself. Sometime when you leave, and you leave a property for your children and your parents, for example, sometime they distribute your property or your assets in a wrong formula. Therefore, we need to understand the detail. And as I told you, when we establish these classes in a different masajid, I have a couple of hundreds of people, they come to the class. But Masjid Madhatin, they are busy. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make you busy about the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to understand your deen, inshallah ta'ala. In our classes, which we already put it in a website for review, from the details we give in this masjid, almost like 10 classes of the inheritance. We continue this topic. Now, we stop last time before Ramadan, we stop this class. We stop that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clear it in Surah An-Nisa, the percentage and how you distribute your property and your assets. We stop before في قول الله تبارك وتعالى. Allah says in the Quran in Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 11 and 12, we go in for details. You see two ayah, I spend the 10 classes, and this is classes number 1, and I don't go for detail almost like a third. I don't finish even third until now. So therefore, be aware of your deen, because you will be charged in the front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and even the people after you, because this rule is complicated, they don't know. They distribute your bar, and you, the one who gonna be responsible is you, because you have to put that in your will. Now, we stop in the part of the ayah when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said and cleared in the Quran, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلِأَبَوَيْهِ لكل واحد منهما السدس إن كان له ولد. And for his parents, the father and the mother, every one of them has a 1/6 of the total property and assets if he has a ولد, even a one single child, male or female, or male and female together. Meaning, that is the most popular case for all of us. All of us, we have parents. If, for example, and we have children, you have one son or one daughter, or son and daughter, or groups of sons and daughters, and you have parents, your parents will get from your total property and assets, each one of them 6. 6 plus 6 is how much? How much, Ashkali? 1/3. Imagine, your parents will have 1/3 of your property. It's not an easy case. So as I said before, and I clear it, you may find yourself, we live here, my parents, I send it for them every month, $300, $500 to survive. They don't need, my brother, he take care about them back home, my sister take care about them. No, everything, your wife, she doesn't know, your children doesn't know, they put their hand on your property and assets, they distributed among them, your parents is not counted. Wallahi, this is a hellfire. Even if my parents are rich, they have millions of dollars back home. They have the tens of property and assets. They must take from your property and assets 1/3 for both of them. For both of them, 1/3. Each one's 1/6. That if you have what? Concentrate with me. If you have what? Child. You got it clear? Anybody confused about this formula now? It's easy. Right. Let's take the other side now.
Are these the parents of both husband and wife, or is this the parents of the husband only?
No, that's your, if the man, he passed away, that's his parents. Not, you don't have any business, not the brother, if he passed away, he has no business before his brother-in-law, father-in-law, and the mother-in-law. We're talking about his direct parents. And if, for example, his mother, she's still alive, his grandfather is alive, the percentage which should be go for his father, right away to go for his grandfather. Because the grandfather is your father. The grandfather is your father. Grandmother, grandfather. The mother, she passed, the mother or the father passed away. And you still you have your grandfather. And it's, remember, father meaning in the Arabic language or in Islamic Sharia mean the father and the grandfather. If the father is still alive, grandfather got zero. If the mother she's still alive, the mother she will take the percentage. If the mother she passed away, her percentage will go for what? The grandma. You got it, inshallah, because your grandmother is your mother. Your grandfather is your father. Clear? Can we move to the second now? Second part of the ayah, Allah, he mentioned it in the same surah, Surah An-Nisa. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said in Surah An-Nisa, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدْ وَوَارِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ. Here you go. And before, inshallah ta'ala, I forgot, I ask you by the name of Allah. I have a brother, very good brother, we know him from long time. He is in a difficult shape. Please, before you leave, just leave some donation for this brother because I know his situation. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, help him. So sacrifice for your brother in order to survive too. And he's sick. Remember, he's very sick. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give him shifa and give him shifa over all of us. Now, Sheikh Saad will take care about this, inshallah. Now, we have the second part of the ayah. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدْ. If he has no child. No child here. Some of the brother, they married, but Allah never provide them any child. Here is the case. وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ. And his parents got the inheritance from him. فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ. His mother, she will take how much? 1/3. Again, no children. We're talking about now, concentrate in this area. No children. And he has a property, male or female, the man or his wife, any one of them, they passed away and they have no children at all, but they have parents. So what we have to give the mother, we give her what? 1/3. The Quran stopped until this point. So what about the father? Not mentioned by Allah tabaraka ta'ala in the ayah. That's why I told you. You may read the ayat in Surah An-Nisa. So Allah, he choose the mother. The name of the mother only. If he has no children, and فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ وَلَدٌ. Walad in the Arabic language mean son or daughter or both of them. They don't have anything. He doesn't have son, he doesn't have daughter, or he doesn't have son and daughters. وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ. And his parents got the inheritance from him after he passed away, or inheritance from her after she passed away, the mother. I mean the wife. His mother will take the third. What about the father? No, no. What a second here. We don't distribute. Somebody, He has already won $10,000. And he has no children. The man, he passed away. And he left behind him parents. His mother should take how much? One third. How much is that? About 3,300 or whatever it is. Third. Now. And what about the rest of the money too? I give it to Uncle Sam. I'm going to give it actually donation or something. You need to know. Fine. Look at this. Generally, we take the third, same like the mother, we give it to the father. Remember, if they have children, each one of them, one of the parents, one sixth. No children, one third for mother, and one third for father. Right. What about the third portion? Let's we take some option here. Rest of the ayat give us more detail. فإن كان له إخوة فلأمه السدس. Let me see now. You ask to be a question now. No children, third for the mother, third for the father, and we stop to ask the second question. And if the man who passed away and he left property and asset and left only two parents, and there is the brothers and sisters. Children here now. We are not counted any children at all. Oh, can focus in that and concentrate in that. No children. I'm dealing with parents now and the brothers and sisters. You have to know. Why? Allah, when He said, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُ إِخْوَةٌ, and if He has brother, إِخْوَة, in the Arabic language, pure Arabic language, إِخْوَة, it means brothers. Brothers. More than one. Brothers. So what will happen? His mother, she will be reduced to one sixth. His mother will be reduced to what? One sixth. Can we reduce the father also to one sixth? Wait a second, hold it. So we understood here, Ikhwa, if there more than one brother, his mother will be reduced to one sixth. Allah said that in the Quran. But what about if he has only one brother? So how is Muhammad, how is his mother will be able taking? Huh? Wake up with me. Now Allah, He made a condition in the ayah. If he has brothers more than one, his mother, she will take one sixth. What about if he has a one single brother? How much his mother she should take? Still one third. Because the condition in the ayah, what? If he has brothers, five. What about if he has a brother and sister? How much his mother she will take? One third, one sixth.
She
got it 1/6. No. 1/3, Jazakallah khair. Because here, one brother and one sister, combine them together will be brothers or brother and sister. Or brothers, one of this condition. When Allah said, if he has a brothers, the meaning in the ayah, brothers more than one, or one brother and one sister, or two brothers and two sisters. Any one of them that could be only males, or male and female, his mother, she will be reduced to one sixth. Got it, inshallah? That is actually the condition. I'm going to give you like example. How much we have to give the father? And how much if they were sisters only? We talk about brothers. And the brothers, we understood brother only, more than one, or brother and sisters. That is, the mother will be reduced to one sixth. What about if the man who passed away, he left only sisters with his brother, with his father and mother? How much the mother will take, how much the father will take. InshaAllah ta'ala, as I promised you, because this is very, very hard job, I'm going to make like a big posters. and I give you all these options, so when you have it, you understand, inshallah ta'ala, you're going to have understand in a better way. But let me explain that. The rule here, the ulama became divided, because Allah, he said, ikhwa, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa, the believers, ikhwa mean brothers, more than one. So what about if the man who passed away, he left parents, but he left only sisters, no brothers are all. How much both of them, the parents will take? The ulama divided. The first group of ulama said, they don't have anything. The mother, she will have 1/3. You cannot reduce her for 1/6 because they are sisters. Second group of ulama said, no. If we said brothers, meaning a brother, and we put sister, one sister with him, so the mother will be reduced to 1/6. So therefore, if we have the sisters only, the mother will have also be reduced to 1/6, also related to the same rule. If we have a brother and sister, so she will be reduced to 1/6. Fine. Let me give you an example now. A man, he passed away, and he left a father and mother and brothers. How much you're gonna give each one? In order to let you examine you are wake up with me, so tell me the percentage now. Now, a man, he passed away, he left a father and mothers, and he left brothers. How much you give the mother?
1/6.
Beautiful. Fine. And how much you give the father?
1/6.
1/6. Same like the rule of mother. And how much you give the brothers?
1/3.
Okay, so now we give the mother 1/6, and the father we give him 1/6. How much is it going to be? 1/6 and 1/6, you know how much?
1/3.
We still have 2/3. Okay, where are we going to give this 2/3 to? He has brothers, and he could be brothers only, or could be brothers and sister. Can we give the 2/3 to his brother and sisters? We give it to who? Uncle Sam? What we have to give them? See, wallahi, this is very, very important rule here. And I exactly show, if you don't go deep, and by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah knows how much time we will spend it, and we ask all the scholars, this is for all the ulama, agreed upon this. It's not, there is no any, in the fara'id, in this inheritance law, you don't have any differences between the ulama. You don't have any difference. This is fixed by Allah and from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Sahaba kiram. There is no any scholar could give a different percentage. This is from all the majority of the ulama. Now I have 2/3. 1/6 for the mother, 1/6 for the father, 2/3. And he has brother and sister. How much I give them from these 2/3? 1/3 here. Anybody else?
1/3 for the brother.
1/3 for the brother and 1/6 for the sister. Any more about the opinion? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The brothers and sisters, they will take 0. Brothers and sisters will take 0. Why? Because we have a hadith mentioned in al-Bukhari wa Muslim from Ibn Abbas. I explained that before Ramadan about this. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this authentic hadith in al-Bukhari wa Muslim and all book of the fiqh, including the four imam. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhiqu al-fara'idha bi ahliha, wa ma baqiya فَلِأُولِ الْعَقَبَةِ مِنَ الذُّكُورِ. Give all the percentage for the members of the inheritance. The inheritors. Give them their percentage. And now I finish this case. I give the mother 1/6, and I give the father 1:6. طيب look at the second part of the hadith.
وما بقي and remaining after you distributed between the father and the mother, each one of them 1:6. It's been 1/3 both of them. وما بقي and the remaining remaining balances will give it to the most closer male of the family members. The most closer male of the family male. Now I'm facing here a case. I have my father, he's a what? He's a male. I have my brother, he's a male. The Prophet ﷺ said, if anything remaining balance, give it to the most closer one of the family member of male.
Your father or your brother?
Father.
My father.
So the 2/3 exactly, the brother and sister, to find brother and sister and to distribute your the property or the assets, the total property and assets for the ma from their son after he passed away. So you give each one of them 1/6 and the rest, the 2/3, everything will go to the father box. And father and sister and the brother and sister, Sheikh Ali, zero.
You got it? He never gonna reach this in the ayah. It's a special rule.
You may find yourself, you see, we have some percentage. Islam, it doesn't come how I like it. We have a fixed percentage. So now, your son or your brother, you leave your property, your son or your brother?
Son.
Son. Therefore, if the man he left any assets or property and he has son and his brothers, their brother, nothing for them, everything will go in a basket of who? His son. Because the son is closer male to the dead person more than the brothers and sisters.
What if he has daughters and no sons?
Eh? Say it again.
Daughter and no son.
Daughter and son, no son. Same thing. Same thing. You remember? Imra'atu Sa'd, Sa'd ibn Sahl. You remember I mentioned this hadith before. When she came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she has two daughters, and there is an uncle, a brother, Sahl ibn Sa'd, has been killed as a shaheed in the battle of Uhud. After he has been killed, she got the two daughters. She went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, inna Sa'd qad qutila ma'aka fi Uhud." Sa'd, my husband, has been killed with you in the battle of Uhud. وَتَرَكَ بِنْتَيْنِ And he left two daughters. وَعَمْ An uncle. فَأَخَذَ الْعَمَّ الْمَالَ كُلَّ His brothers, the brother of Sa'd ibn Sa'd, he took all the property and assets from his brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right away sent a message to the brother of Sahl ibn Sa'd. He told him, hold the money, don't spend it. Because the Prophet, he has no revelation. He has no rule yet. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ayat, right away he called his brother. فَأَعْطَى لِلْبِنْتَيْنِ فِي الْأُمِّ And he gave the mother half. One quarter. He gave the mother 1 quarter. So we still have how much we have? 3 quarter. Right. Mother, she took one. She took 1 quarter. وَأَعْطَى لِلْبِنْتَيْنِ النِّصْفِ He gave the two daughters, he gave them half. But first, the Prophet ﷺ, he gave half for the two daughters. وَأَعْطَى لِلْأُمِّ الرُّبْعَ And the main, after he gave them the 2/3, the two daughters, we still have 1/3. He gave from out of this 1/3, he gave mother, the mother, out of it, he gave her 1 quarter. And the rest go for what? For the uncle, because the uncle, there is no any sons here, so he give the rest for the uncle. Subhanallah. This is what we have to do. If we have daughters,
the uncle will get him to get some percentage after you distribute 2/3 before between the $1 or more than $1, you give them 2/3. This is finished with the 2/3. Mother, she will have the mother, the wife, I mean the wife of the dead person, she will have 1 kora. And if he has any brothers, he will have the rest of it after you give the mother 1 kora. This is actually what Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said. I'm not going to give you more than that, but inshallah ta'ala we'll stop. I owe you in this without any children. Al-Halat Al-Umariyya, Al-Umariyya, the case of Hadrat Umar radiallahu anhu ardai. This is a big case between all the Sahaba, between debate between Ibn Abbas and Zayd, the one who Zayd, who knows the percentage, the perfect Sahabi amongst all the Sahaba, who knows the law and the percentage of the inheritance more than anybody. But with the debates, in a big gathering between the Sahaba and Umar radiallahu anhu ardai, I bring two cases. I give you inshallah ta'ala these two cases inshallah ta'ala next class biiznillah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to teach all of us. Allahumma taqabbalna wa aqbal binna waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma ya rabbal alamin.